It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The first week of February was the country's deadliest avalanche week in more than a century. 15 people died in avalanches across the U.S. Four of last week's deaths happened in Colorado. And state officials warn this season is especially dangerous. Weather conditions have made it easy for avalanches to start, and more people are in the backcountry because of the pandemic. Health officials in Boulder are warning about street drugs tainted with the potentially lethal synthetic narcotic fentanyl. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Boulder County Public Health says Xanax and oxycodone 30 milligram pills containing fentanyl are now circulating in the community. Fentanyl is up to 100 times more potent than heroin and significantly increases the risk of death from accidental overdose. Rates of drug overdose have increased dramatically in the past decade. Health officials urge those who may use street drugs or know someone who does to keep the overdose reversal drug naloxone with them. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado is trying to crack down on unemployment fraud, an increasingly pervasive problem. Much of it is connected to identity theft. CPR's Andrew Kenny says some people are getting tax forms for unemployment benefits they did not apply for or collect.
The state claims that it's rejected more than 1 million applications for unemployment on the basis that they're probably fraudulent. Often enough, those cases are filed under the names of real people. And what we're hearing is just that these multi-state or even multinational crime rings are harvesting people's personal information from data breaches like Equifax and using it to just cash out this unemployment money that was made available through the stimulus packages.
CPR's Andrew Kenny. Colorado's weather has cloudy skies along the Front Range and snow in the mountains today and through the rest of the week. This is CPR News.